For nearly 15 years, John Ettling was president of SUNY Plattsburgh, a campus with about 5,700 students in northern New York. He recently retired and is looking back at the challenges he faced and that colleges and universities continue to encounter in the changing educational environment. He sat down recently with WAMC North Country Bureau Chief Pat Bradley and recalled that until the Great Recession a decade ago, enrollments and the budget at his SUNY campus had been growing.
I really had gotten used to and was taking for granted that from one year to the next, 2004, 2009, the number of applications was increasing by double-digit numbers. But then that all changed.
Do you think it was more the recession than the constriction of the baby boom generation?
The two things, unfortunately, worked in tandem to accelerate the drop in financial support. Under 20% of our All Funds annual budget now comes from taxpayers. The rest has to come from students, by and large. 85% of what we spend every year is in salaries. And if we don't have the students, we don't have the revenue, we don't have the money to pay those salaries, or as many of them as we have in the past, which means fewer academic opportunities. So then where do you cut?
John Ettling, during your term, we started seeing more racial incidents on the campus, a racist post that ended up being circulated. There was a racist cartoon in Cardinal Points, the campus newspaper. How much of what occurred at Plattsburgh do you think was social media driven? And what do you see occurring even as you're leaving your position?
I think the college is in better shape now because of the way it dealt after the fact with some of those incidents. That is, some of the structure that we've put in place to deal with this. I'm acutely aware of the fact that the campus remains, as do many campuses in this country, a very volatile place that could explode into another one of these episodes at any point. We're at the mercy of whatever they post on Facebook and other social media, that students will understandably and necessarily be outraged when they see and demand that some action be taken. It's hard sometimes to get students in the heat of the moment to understand that there's a First Amendment, that this may be obnoxious and awful and hurtful, but that it's protected speech and that we can't kick someone out of school for posting something that's hateful on social media. There are such things as hate crimes, but the ones here in Plattsburgh weren't, and alas, they are protected speech. But I do think the college is better prepared to act quickly and decisively to deal with these incidents when they will occur in the future, and they will.
How individually vigilant do you believe college professors will have to be in the future regarding social media in general?
One of the interesting things was students saying, where's the faculty? We want to talk about this. Students want that kind of engagement, at least the students who are outraged.
Dr. John Ettling retired as president of SUNY Plattsburgh at the end of June. The college's new president, Dr. Alexander Agnetti, provost of Humboldt State University in California, starts work on January 21st, 2020. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.